Alhamdulillah. وَأَصْلَنَّا يَا كَرِيمٌ وَأَصْلَنَّا يَا كَرِيمٌ وَأَصْلَنَّا يَا كَرِيمٌ وَأَصْلَنَّا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَنُ يَا رَحِيمٌ يَا مَلِكِ يَا قُدُّسُ يَا حَفِظِ يَا اللَّهِ الْأَبَرِ يَا اللَّهِ الْآهِرِ يَا اللَّهِ الزَّاهِرِ يَا اللَّهِ الْبَاطِنِ يَا اللَّهِ حَلِهِ وَشَبِّهِ مِنْ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين All you who believe fear Allah and be amongst the truthful. And in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّادِقِينَ Surely Allah is with the truthful. صدق الله العظيم. Siddiq is truthfulness. The word Sadiq is the noun derived from it, which means a truthful person. And Siddiq is the intensive form of truthfulness. Truthfulness in our religion is the first state a Muslim has to bring himself into. The opposite of truthfulness is lying, and that is the character of the hypocrite, of the munafiq. About which Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, أَذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ addressing his prophet, بَشِيرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا Give the news to the liars. For them is a terrible punishment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the liars are not one of us. He doesn't say the drunkards, the pork eater is not one of us. He doesn't say the thieves, even the murderers, is not one of us. He doesn't say the ones who do not do their salat, who do not fast during the Ramadan, is not one of us. But he said, the liars are not one of us. The liar, the hypocrite, is not one of us. Because all the others which I have mentioned, the thieves and the murderers and the drunkards and the ones who do not do their prayers, are sinning Muslims. They are a person. A person may one day come to realize that he is doing wrong, and he can repent and be forgiven. While a hypocrite, a liar, is a no person. Because Hazrat Mevlana says, either be the way you appear or appear as you really are. So the munafiq, neither does he appear as he really is, nor can he be the way he appears. So he is neither this, not the way he appears, nor he could be the way he appears. He is absent, he is not there. He is hopeless, he is finished. He is placed at the eighth level, at the bottom of the hell. Now, let us examine ourselves. Are we better than Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu? Because one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the names of the munafiqs, of the hypocrites amongst the Ashab to Hazrat Umar. And as soon as Hazrat Umar heard that, he went to Hazrat Uthayfa and said, tell me, my friend, am I included amongst the hypocrites? So when I ask us to examine ourselves, are we amongst the liars and hypocrites? Do not justify yourself immediately. How could I be a hypocrite if Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu suspected that he was one? Who are we to claim that we cannot be? It all starts from the beginning. When we say, let's do it again, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, I witness that there is none but Allah. You witness? Have you seen him? Do you really truly believe? Or at least you wish, you yearn to believe that Allah Ta'ala exists? Do we try our best to find out, to know, to learn, so that we truly can witness that Allah Ta'ala exists? Or are we lying witnesses? How about the ones who tell to your wives, to our wives, we love them, and we truly don't? How about the ones who tell to their children, when I was your age, I was so much better than you, that I was such a better student than you? Huh? How about the ones who go to interviews to get a job and lie what they are not? Who are those people? Who are us? You know, which are doing those things. You know who we are? We think that our life, our security, our sustenance, our existence, our happiness, not depend to Allah Ta'ala, but depends on you, on people. And we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. In the meantime, I think you, looking at me and respecting me and liking me, are keeping me alive, clothing me and feeding me, and when I am sick, curing me. What idiots we are! Why am I speaking like this? Allahu Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the hell is full of alims. Not that I am an alim, who do not practice what they talk about. Do you remember the last few weeks I was talking about that Allah Ta'ala gives you difficulties, and I pray each time that Allah Ta'ala is with the patient one and that He tries the one who He loves with trials, with sicknesses and this and that. Because somebody wrote me from, I get letters, saying that, what have I done, tell me, Ya Shaykh, that Allah Ta'ala punishes me, is that I am so sick and so unhappy, so in pain. So on the basis that Allah Ta'ala says that whatever good comes to you is from me, and whatever bad comes to you is from yourselves. So I told him that no, Allah Ta'ala does not punish you with sickness or in pain. He tries you. And in fact, sickness, it is said, it's a kafarat, is a payment, you know, for some of your sins. It is not a punishment. Allah Ta'ala, if so wills, and if He does not punish, if He does not forgive you, may punish you in the hereafter, I wrote him. Then one of us caught cancer, and then there were other sick people. So I kept talking about that Allah Ta'ala really tries the ones who He loves with pain and sickness. Have I experienced? Indeed, I have experienced pain. When I was arrested, I broke my rib, which stuck out. I broke my shoulder, but I was young. I wasn't thinking of Allah at those days. I complained and I was angry. So I did, in my life, have pain. But I never thought to be patient with it, or I never thought it was a tribe of Allah Ta'ala. But for what I have said, I think, during the last week, I had such a neck ache, which I have never experienced in my life, such pain. I still do. Then my wife says, who do you think you are? That Allah Ta'ala is watching you, and if you say something which you haven't experienced yourself, that you are a hypocrite? Well, Allah Ta'ala says He watches over the black ant in the darkest of nights walking on a black stone. After all, at least I am bigger than that. So why shouldn't we watch over me? So woe to those who talk about things which they do not practice themselves. Woe to those who pretend to be what they are not. Woe to the liars and the hypocrites, that Allah Ta'ala promises the worst of punishment, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he is not one of us. And if we are guilty of one of those, may Allah Ta'ala give us the strength to realize it and to ask His forgiveness and change our ways. Ya Rabbi, teach us the real reality. Bless us with the truth of Islam. Beautify us with the adab of Muhammad, the adab of Quran al-Kareem, so that perchance we may hope for your rahmah and for the intercession of the one who you have sent, Ash-Shafi al-Muzdeen, Rahmatan al-Alameen, Hadith Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amin. Drop of water that you have created us in the beautiful shape of the human being, as you say, as Ahsani Takbim, your best creation. We were helpless. We were nude, you dressed us. We were hungry, you fed us. We couldn't walk or talk, you taught us how to walk and how to talk. And you have given us two devoted servants called our mothers and our fathers, who dedicated their time and their love for us all through their lives. And later, you have given us Iman, your greatest gift, and Ihsan, and Islam. You have given us your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Murshid, our teacher, our example, our prophet. And from the beginning till the end, every second of our lives you have poured upon us, although we are unworthy, such gifts that we cannot possibly count. And for all those, Ya Rab, we have been thankless. We have claimed that we have done it all ourselves, that we are the masters of our destiny. We are the one who feed us. We are the one who cure us. We are the one who do all and everything. We are the masters of the universe. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Have mercy upon all of the living on that, have mercy upon all of humanity, and change our ways, and teach us thankfulness, and count us amongst your thankful servants. And Ya Rab, you test our obedience, our faith, our love for you. With little trials, never above our forbearance. With little sickness, little pain, little hunger, little problems, taking away things from us which we think are ours, but in reality they are yours. And you say, Inna Allahu ma'as sabirin, that you are side by side with the one who show patience. And Ya Rab, have mercy on us. We never show patience. Indeed, we complain about you to our wives, to our friends, to our lawyers, to our dentists, to our doctors. Ya Rab, shame on us. We tyrannize ourselves. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on this Jamaat. Have mercy upon all of Ummati Muhammad. And have mercy upon all of humanity. And teach us patience and count us amongst your patient servants. Amen.
وعلى أهل تعاتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله.